It's the Brett Chappell Show with Biscay head coach Brett Chappell and voice of the Bears, Chad Upton. Brought to you this morning by Canton Insurance Services, Biscay Barbershop, Hometown Hardware, Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning, the Board of Trade, Smathers and Smathers, Mountain Credit Union, and by Henson Electrical Services.
Live from Riverview Farm and Garden here in Canton, it's the Brett Chappell Show along with head coach of Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Pisgah losing last night to West Henderson. A very good team, two undefeated teams going into that game last night, coach. And you know, it's always tough to wake up on Saturday morning after, you know, having to suffer a loss. But you pick things back up. Still got a whole lot to play for, and a whole lot of good things are still going on that we want to get to. But certainly, we wanted to, you know, speak some to last night. And I'll first start just with your first thoughts this morning on what you saw.
You know, I thought we had really good effort from our kids. You know, we were excited about the matchup. You know, the opportunity to undefeated teams like what you mentioned, two of the what we felt like might be the better teams in the conference. You know, great night last night as far as travel was good yesterday. Weather was good. You know, had a little bit of rain there. I think it was in the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, but, you know, nothing bad. It was just a really good night for some football. Like, again, I thought our kids, you know, gave great effort last night, got after it, played hard, very physical ball game last night, both sides. You know, there were some things, some differences that I saw that I noticed, you know, pretty quick. Obviously, when we got out there, you know, not having a chance, just watching them on film, it can be misleading sometimes. They were a little bit bigger than I thought they were, you know, when I was looking at them on film. But one of the things that really stood out, I thought they were a step quicker than us. You know, we were on the defensive side. It seemed like we felt like we had a good angle to try to get in on a good tackle, and we were just a step behind. It just seems like we were reaching, never in a really good place to have a good solid tackle. I thought they blocked extremely well, especially out on the perimeter. You know, there's such length and good size in those wide receivers they had. I thought they blocked really well out there. You know, you don't need to say a whole lot about the tailback. I mean, he had a phenomenal night. You know, he had one of those nights that he'll remember for a long time, and did really good job. I mean, his yards after contact was impressive. Obviously, we knew about Truitt, the receiver. You know, they put him about anywhere they wanted to and got him the ball. Quarterback was accurate. You know, he did a really good job. Of course, you throw it up to some pretty good guys. Yeah. They can, you know, go up and get it. But I thought their offensive front, you know, blocked really well in a form. And then on the flip side, and you talk about defense, that's where I thought that they were better than they were last year. I just felt like they were more solid there. They were more aggressive. We saw that early on. And, you know, when we thought we had a pretty good run, you know, maybe to the outside edge, you know, it ended up being a 3-yard gain when I would have thought it would have been a 10 to 12 yard gain. Right. I thought we had the good numbers and, you know, good angles about where we were going. But, you know, you tip your hat to them. Good ball team. You know, they certainly were the better team last night. You know, no doubt about that. We had some positives that came out of it, but, you know, it is what it is. Certainly we'll go back and regroup and get ready to go. I know you mentioned still playing for a lot of things.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things, you know, one of the things that I told the team afterwards last night after the game was over with, just kind of what you were saying, everything that's still in front of us, you know, 3 games to go, you know, we're playing for possibly a home playoff game.
Sure.
You know, obviously we're going to have one more home game with the East Henderson, it being senior night, but, you know, if you can win out, you know, finish second in your conference, you got a chance to host, you know, a playoff game, and that's important to try to get one back in Canton. So still a lot to play for us.
When you think about what they did. You mentioned, you know, the defense was stronger, perhaps, or feel like it anyway, stronger than what you saw last year. I don't remember, though, did they do anything really a whole lot differently offensively this year versus last year? I mean, last night called a lot of plays where they ran trips to one side, and as you mentioned, they take some shots downfield, but a lot of bubble screens out on the edge to try to break some guys free, and they blocked that real well. Was that similar to what we saw last year?
It was. You know, obviously, the thing that I look at them on offense, they didn't run the ball as much last year. You know, they were more pass heavy. They've gone kind of the different direction. Obviously, they don't have the same quarterback. You know, went on to play or plays at Gardner-Webb. You know, they got a sophomore that's in there now. We faced him last year on the JV team. They don't ask him to do a whole lot, but he's surrounded by some really good people. I just thought they were very solid. You know, the running game, and we knew that ahead of time. Those were a couple of the key things for us as I talked to the media and people throughout the week was, you know, being able to stop the tailback, you know, being able to slow him down, and then on the other side, being able to move the ball for us, you know, running the ball. And we knew that was going to be important. Really hard matchups for us out wide, you know, trying to throw the ball. We knew there was going to be some shorter stuff that was going to be in there. With as much pressure as they sent, you know, we knew we were going to have to keep in some protection to give Aaron some time to throw it. Yeah. And, you know, we're the same way on Thursday night with the JVs. You know, they're very similar in what they do on both programs. And, you know, just a really, really good ball team last night.
Yeah, a lot of the runs were between the tackles. And it's part of what you're trying to do for, you know, on their side, part of what you're trying to do when you're putting, you know, three guys out to one side bunched is to try to open things up more in the middle between those tackles. Is that what you're trying to do with that?
You're counting numbers.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're getting in sets like that or any kind of spread sets, you know, as a coordinator, you're counting numbers. And obviously, if you can remove some from the box, what we call it, then you're looking to run inside. If you got a defense that wants to keep more in the box and give you more single coverage out wide, you want to try to get it outside. Now, you know, I guess you would say the coaching part comes in, or the players part is, are your guys better than the other team? And if they are, then you still look at the numbers, but you don't have to play off of them as much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, they did a good job bouncing back and forth. You know, the other thing that I thought really hurt us in the second quarter and especially into the third, we never could get out of the hole. We never could get the field flipped. It seems like we played on our side of the field in both of those quarters. Yeah. And, you know, really hurt us. We just never could get out of that hole, never could get comfortable with what we wanted to do. But, again, that comes back to their play as well and what they were able to accomplish. You know, certainly disappointed in the loss, but not disappointed in the effort. You know, our kids put forth a good effort. Coaches, you know, we put a good game plan together throughout the week, trying to make sure we had everything covered. But, you know, when you get in games like that, you know, sometimes one team's a little bit better than the other team. Yeah. And certainly last night that was the case.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restorations is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Back this morning with the Brett Chapel Show. Coach, things opened up well. First drive of the game. We had the opening possession. Just talking just briefly out there off air. We even got behind a little bit in terms of our schedule. Found a way to get that touchdown to take that early lead. I thought that that was huge. You know, the play we ran to back to Aaron from Braden was a great play call and well executed. So that first drive was important. We'll certainly get to, you know, the field goal here in just a little bit too. But you did establish things in that first drive. I thought that was very important and well executed.
Yeah, you know, we got the ball first. We were kind of hoping to go defense first. We like trying to get that ball to start the second half. Got the first, you know, first drive started. You mentioned kind of got off schedule just a little bit. I think we ended up having a second and 10 or second and 11. Gained it back. You know, nice little drive. Had mixed it up good. Had a couple of passes in there. Had a nice pass from, you know, Braden back to Aaron, which, you know, one of those things that we had been working on. Generally don't throw something like that. Obviously in the first series, you're looking to do it maybe later in the game, but it was just one of those situations where we, you know, felt like it was a good time, felt like it was something we might be able to pull. It was nice. I mean, it was nice to be able to run that and then get down there and again kind of mix it up. And then we got, you know, in some heavy sets and really pounded down there. Once we got down in the red zone, we knew once we got down there, we were going to have to come away with points. I didn't think, you know, necessarily 3 points was going to win a ball game. So, you know, we had a situation where it was, you know, short yardage and, you know, third and fourth down, we needed to go for it. I just felt like that was something we needed to do. And, guys did a really good job. Long drive. I can't remember how many.
8.5 minutes. I've got it as an 8.5 minute drive.
8.5 minute drive. Just a long, good drive. Just what you want. Right? You keep the ball away from them. You have a long drive. And then you get a chance to get down there and get points. And, you know, did a really good job with that. I think we actually, you know, one of the things we did win last night, I think we did win time of possession. I don't think it was by too much, but I do think that we, you know, we won the time of possession. And then obviously they got the ball back and, you know, made a couple of good drives in there and got up on some points. And defense held, you know, a couple of times there and got the ball back right before halftime. Not much time on the clock, 16 seconds maybe, something like that when we got the ball. And was able to get, you know, Braden loose on a nice little run, got up past the 50, and then boy, we were in business. And got up there, a nice little short pass out of bounds to Caden Davis, and kind of set us up nice right there. And, you know, I think 4 seconds on the clock, and decided to give Fox a shot at it, and 49 yards, and boy, he hammered that
thing. He did.
Looked good for 50 plus to me.
And this is something I don't know that people understand as much, but because the hash marks are so wide in high school, that, you know, and that kick came from the far hash, a high school kicker has got to take in a much deeper angle than you do in college in the NFL because of where those hash marks are. That's something else that occurred to me last night with that long field goal. And again, he hammered it. It's right down the middle, it seemed to me.
Like a really good kick, just solid kick. I thought the protection was good. They actually, you know, snuck a man deep just in case he kicked it short so they could try to return it. But there was no doubt that one was going through once it left his foot. He really did a good job. You know, had some momentum, you know, going into the second half. That was a positive force. You know, we were looking for those small gains, you know, things that we could find. Defense had a nice stop, you know, down there in the second half, early in the second half, had a turnover. You know, we were down inside our 10-yard line and got a few first downs right there just trying to work it out. And just like I said, just never seemed like we could get the field flipped on them. you know, tried a couple of things, tried a little screen pass, finally had a nice little drive together. It seemed like going in the fourth quarter, kind of got out of the hole a little bit and had a little screen pass. And then, you know, they had a stun on that had a lineman twisting, so he was late coming around. And as we were kind of letting those guys through, it was a good rush. Aaron was backing out like he was supposed to, and just never had a chance to see that kid on the stunt. It was a twist stunt, so he was late coming around, and you know, just stepped right in front of the pass we had to Sawyer there. It was set up really good. Thought Sawyer had some good distance. You're going to make a really good gain on it. And, you know, sometimes you guess right and sometimes they guess right. And just the timing of that one got us. You know, Aaron came back. He's coach. I never saw him. And, you know, he was coming out from the side on a nice twist stunt and just caught us, you know, coming around through there. But
do you have a check down on a play like that? Or is it just, in other words, you know, on a screen situation like that, or when you're trying to do, I mean, do you have a second option?
We do. We have some second options built in on some of our screens that we do. This one, actually, we did not. This one, we kind of sold out. One thing they were doing a really good job of, we've used Braden a lot the last couple of weeks, you know, coming out of the backfield. So they had a spy pretty much on him. Anytime he left out of the backfield, they had somebody on that side picking him up. We ran a flare to him. I think it was in the third quarter. I thought we had a really good matchup, and you know, Braden made a nice little move, and doggone, they were on him, you know, maybe for a 1 yard gain,
right.
Something
yeah.
we thought would have been,
yeah.
you know, a lot more. But you know, we threw quite a few things at them defensively. I mean, we bounced around. You know, we went from a 3-man front to a 4-man front, just trying to find some type of success. And you know, you start loading the box a little bit, and then they start throwing outside, and you remove one from the box to try to help you perimeter, and then they come back in. And it's just, that's good coaching, you know, good coaching by them. But I'm going to tell you something, it don't hurt to have players like
sure.
they've got either, where, you know, they're able to do that and move around. But, you know, just in physical game last night.
Yeah,
physical game
absolutely.
Last night. I just never felt like we had a few just good solid shots on them, but it just seems like we were, like I said, just almost a step behind as we were out there. And you know, that's sometimes you run into that.
I want to go back to that, because that was my impression on the first drive, their first drive. I thought we had a couple of opportunities to make some stops and get off the field. And so, you know, you're saying, you know, being sort of a step ahead, and that, I guess, interferes to some degree with angles and those kinds of things. Maybe not necessarily a lack of, you know, as you've said, you know, effort or any of those kinds of things, and or even finishing, but those angles can be deceptive, I guess, when you've got, you know, guys that have the speed that they have.
Absolutely. And listen, I've been coaching for quite some time. You know, I've very well versed in the teams in Henderson County. I was there for so long, and I can tell you the last 2 years, the group that West Henderson has had, I've not seen kids like that come through at West. That, I mean, that's been two really special groups of kids that they've had come through. Now, they've coached them up. They've done a really good job coaching, but that's a special group. I mean, those kids, you know, in that group right there, they're winning not just football, they're winning at basketball. They just won the state championship in baseball. They all play. You know, I remember hearing about this group coming through in the middle school and the girls' sports at that time, too. You know, those classes had a lot of success coming through, and certainly they've kept that up as they've come into high school. And, you know, those come along,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
once in a while like that. And, you know, but it was a really good group. There wasn't really, I saw any hardly chippiness or, you know, anything like that. I saw, you know, both teams picking each other up, you know, those type things. Just thought it was a, you know, a hard fought game. And, you know, we threw our cards on the table and they did. And, you know, they had a better hand than we did.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Hometown Hardware Flooring and Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step-by-step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Coach, still a couple things that I want to get back to, you know, from this week and go back to that JV game here in just a moment, too. But something that's been on my mind that I wanted to speak to and ask about and your opinion on. So what we understand now at this point is that, and this went back some, I think, to the last state legislative session, where essentially there's been the vote now for the state of North Carolina and the legislatures to take over what has been the sort of jurisdiction of the North Carolina High School Athletic Association for, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a century or so. That makes me a little bit nervous. I don't exactly know what the intentions are. I don't know what the purpose is. It seems like a weird move. You and I talked about that a little bit this spring, I remember, and that looks like it's becoming more and more like it's a full-on reality. I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
You know, from, and you would almost say from the outside looking in, obviously we've not had a whole lot of questions come our way or decisions, you know, that we can offer up a whole lot of information to. You know, the thing is as I see it, there has been some government officials, some state officials that have wanted to take some of the responsibility away from the NCHSAA, you know, in their decision making, especially when it comes to certain agendas. Mm-hmm. This all started with a representative from Anson County. The football team down there, I think, was a conference champion, fixing to go into the playoffs. Last game of the season, they ended up in a game that had a pretty big altercation on the field, had some players leave the sidelines. When that happened, anytime you leave the sidelines,
right,
and you come onto the field, that's an automatic ejection. You have so many ejections, then you're not able to go in the playoffs. They were going in as a conference champion and didn't get to go in the playoffs. That representative did not think that the appeals process went through like it should have, and he seems to have made it a mission to get involved.
I see.
And
gotcha.
So when you see all of this taking place, that's, you know, kind of where some of it has stemmed from. So they're trying to take some of that responsibility and decision making away from the NCHSAA. When it comes to those appeals, transfers, fines,
right,
you know, for any wrongdoings, things of that nature, but they still want the NCHSAA to do the daily things.
Gotcha. They just want the stuff that they're interested in.
It seems to be. Anytime you get, you know, too far into the political realm, there's always agendas. There's always hidden agendas, yeah, and things of that nature. And certainly I can't speak on on a lot of it in depth. I've not dove into it. I've just kind of been on the outside looking in. We've not been given an opportunity to really
exactly.
say anything
as
a collective group.
Yeah.
It always concerns me when you get politics involved with anything related to kids and sports, especially high school sports. You know, obviously we're always going to find fault somewhere or find something that we're not happy with. And, you know, we've all had our complaints with some of the things with the NCHSAA.
Sure.
But, you know, for the most part, they seem to be doing a really good job. Disappointed kind of to see the direction that this is going. I'm hopeful that we don't have some negative effects down the road, but I think the first place we're going to start seeing some things is the realignment. You know, obviously this, you know, new legislation will go into effect in the summer of 2024, so that's coming up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they can opt out. Now, the state superintendent of the schools and the legislation, they can opt out of using the NCHSAA. You know, they could go a different route and bring in another organization to run that. They're saying that they're not looking into doing that right now, but that's something that they could do as well. So, you know, the thing for us, especially here in Region 8, which is where we're at in Western North Carolina, we don't have a whole lot of schools anyways in comparison to some of the other regions throughout the states as far as the numbers. So we have less votes. Sometimes it feels like we have less weight to carry.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've done a pretty good job in the last within the last 6 months of forming some of our own organizations to try to have a little bit more of a voice, you know, down at the state level. And it seems like we're going to have to continue with that and probably build on it. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'll see a whole lot of change before my time's over in coaching, but I'm certainly concerned about the direction that we're going right now.
We'll talk about our JV win here in just a moment. Stay with us. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Summit Personal Checking is a high-dividend checking account designed to elevate your financial goals to unprecedented heights. Prepare for a financial experience that combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience, all in one powerful account. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more about this limited-time offer from your local credit union. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Coach, obviously Tuscola week this week, and there'll be plenty to talk about as far as that goes as we go through the week. But JV team last week, Thursday, getting that win against a West Henderson team, remain unbeaten in conference play. Haven't lost a game since, you know, back the season opener against Brevard. Got to be tickled to death with that bunch.
Really are. You know, those kids have come such a long ways, you know, from when we first started, especially, you know, you go back to your very first game on Brevard, and, you know, would love to have that game back. Obviously, you always kind of look at things like that when you have a loss, especially early in the year. But, you know, had to really kind of find our identity and what we might be able to be successful with, and speaking more on the offensive side than the defensive side. And, you know, we found a little rhythm with some personnel and some things that we feel comfortable doing, and just had a really good night against a really good West Henderson team. You know,
they were unbeaten, yes.
They had one loss. I think they were 6-1, six and one, I believe. Coming into that game, obviously we had one loss to Brevard early on the first game of the year, but I mean those kids played really well. I mean we had 443 yards of offense, 20 first downs, two 100 yard rushers. Our defense gave up 129 yards. They only had five first downs, and they had 0 yards rushing. Just felt like that they played really well from start to finish. We're seeing that on both groups right now with the varsity and the JVs, really start finish or really quick starts for us. Yeah. You know, getting out of the gates fast. You know, kind of asserting ourselves. You know, as we go on.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really important moving forward. We got some really tough games that are coming up. You mentioned the Tuscola game coming up this week where records are kind of out the door. You know how that one goes. Mm-hmm. You know, that one's going to be it'll be just a great game. I mean, it always is. Then you got East Henderson next. They're still struggling a little bit, but then doggone, you got North to finish with. And there they sit with another big win last night against Franklin.
Yes.
Their JV team is a really good JV team. I think they've only got one, maybe two losses in conference. So they're coming along strong as well. So got some tough games coming up. Month of October, that's what you like.
Yeah.
You know, as you're finishing out your season. Just looking forward to it. Again, you know, great game by the JVs on Thursday with a good win, and they'll carry some momentum still being undefeated in the conference. And obviously varsity, you know, we had the loss last night, and, you know, we'll go into this week at 2-1 in the conference and a game behind West, but hopefully sitting there with a chance to finish out and maybe win the rest of the games out and get a home playoff game. Yeah. Like I said, that's the goal for us now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, of course. 6:30 be our airtime over in Waynesville on Friday, 7 o'clock with a game call. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.